This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are we filming a porno movie right now? What the hell is this? You guys are out of control. Two final phone calls before I punch out of here. And that Mike Adams, always informative, taking over. Nick in Massachusetts, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome, Nick.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you since, I want to say the Jesse Ventura conspiracy theory show. And I want to say thank you for, you know, opening my eyes to the real evil of the world. And I just had a comment about the coronavirus and what I think of that. I think that the UN is going to probably start making laws for us to, you know, force vaccines to whatever they want to put into our bodies and however they want to manipulate our genes. And I don't know if you've seen recently on the MSN website that Bill Gates has got this $645 million super yacht. And I know you've been saying for years that when they decided to start this push of, like, depopulating people, that these super rich are just going to jump on these mega yachts and just, you know, ride around the ocean.
Oh, that's it. It's not like Moonraker where they go out to space to do it. They're going to sit on their yachts while we all die. Absolutely. They're not going to wait in bunkers underground bases. They're going to be on their yachts, yes.
And I just wanted to comment that with the picture that, like, the MSN's been kind of, like, showing around, it actually looks like the arcs that they made in the movie 2012. I don't know if you're familiar with the movie, but
I did.
They look like a spaceship. And it's like the first hydrogen powered yacht that, you know, that they're going to be selling. So, but I just wanted to say thank you. From a small town in Oxbridge, Massachusetts, and, you know, just want to let you know that your words are coming out to this way.
Nick, I want to thank you, brother. That's what it's all about. We love you, and I appreciate you. Thanks for the call. All right, Jordan in New Jersey. You're our last caller before Mike Adams takes over. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, Alex. Jordan Brewster here. How are you?
Man, it's a crazy time to be alive. I'm just remembering that movie 2012, and the yachts look like escape pods, and that's just what Bill Gates' yacht looks like. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, you've seen a lot, and I've been with you a long time, you know, since about, I guess, 9/11. So when my eyes got opened, and I appreciate taking the journey with me. So I just want to start with, I just want to implore you and all the other independent media out there and all citizen journalists not to merely react to the barrage of world events, both created and natural.
Well, no, I agree. How are we proactive? How do we get ahead of it?
Yeah, this is my suggestion to all this. I'm an attorney. I also have a master's in information library science. It's very key that we try to hone something called information literacy, which I think that you do as best you can, but you have to deal with a barrage of a 24-hour, 24/7 news cycle. So, I mean, lest we forget the anthrax attacks that we just heard about, that we all were reminiscing about, unfortunately, with your last guest, Caesar Sayoc Jr. with the pipe bombs, right? The uptick to the whole House of Representatives election. And obviously the El Paso shooting.
They're going to launch false flags.
Yes, and we need something to sit, whether it be an institute or 501c3 formed by folks like you and other like-minded people, to go ahead and examine these things in long durations. You've done some very good films. You haven't really had the time to do your last good film, Endgame, which is, to me, the last really big effort that you were able to do.
You're right. They don't want us studying these events because so many times they're staged.
Precisely. And what happened is they continuously manipulate the public because of the shorter attention span and so forth. But History Commons, I don't know if you ever went to that site, but
yes.
They put together many great timelines starting with 9/11 and so forth, although it's not very palpable to the average citizen. So through the prism of something called information literacy, something I studied as an information scientist student and did my doctorate on, basically.
I'll tell you what, give us your name and number. You'll be our first guest caller tomorrow at like 11:30. If you'll do it, come on for a couple segments with us tomorrow. I really appreciate you, Jordan. You're a smart guy. Get his name and number tomorrow, 11:30. He'll do it. He's on. Stay with us. Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down. You have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier. And get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole corona SARS family of virus. We're almost sold out of the 1-ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the super silver 3-ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums. Really great for your teeth. We also have the super silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these Homeland Security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. There's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us. There's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
We wake up in the morning and the light is...
All right, and welcome, everyone. InfoWarriors, the real patriots of America. This is Mike Adams here filling in for the fourth hour of the Alex Jones show today. I've got a lot of great information for you here. And first of all, let me just say the callers to this show are truly amazing. It's amazing how much information that you get and how you're observing and you're thinking critically about the world. And yet you live in a world, and you know this, where so many people, their eyes just glaze over, they're hypnotized into zombie status somehow. I was actually talking last night in a private conversation with a very high-level finance person who's a big name. You would know them. They work with people who manage, I don't know, hundreds of billions of dollars, and they were asking for my take on things, because they said they were talking to people and it was like talking to zombies. And I said, yes, those people are what we call non-player characters, NPCs, from the old role-playing games. You know, NPCs, or also known as programmable life forms, PLFs. It's because they have no soul. They literally have no soul. They are programmed empty skin bags, and there's a whole bunch of those in society, and you encounter them. You know it when you do. Is it when someone, you're talking to someone, like, their eyes are open, but no one's home, and you're trying to explain things. You're like, hey, this coronavirus, you know, this thing, it's spreading. It's doubling about every week. It's spreading like crazy. There's a massive cover-up. It's a biological weapon. And then they turn to you and say something like, well, I don't feel like it's going to be that bad. Like, really? I'm not sure that the virus cares about what you feel about things. It's almost so bad that if there were an asteroid hurtling toward planet Earth, moving at a relative velocity of, let's say, 30,000 meters per second, and it's 100 miles wide, and all the scientists say it's going to hit New York City, let's just say theoretically, and you would go across New York, but let's say it's going to hit in 30 days. If you were to go to New York with a microphone and ask people, hey, what do you think about that giant asteroid that's going to hit the city here and basically destroy all life on Earth? What do you think about that? You would find people that would say, I don't think it's going to be that bad. they would literally line up and say, I'm not seeing it. I don't see it. I look at the sky. It's not there. There would be people who would say nothing bad is going to happen. Or they would say, don't worry. You know, FEMA is going to bring us bottled water after the meteor hits. And you would explain to them the rules of cause and effect. You would explain that kinetic energy is 1/2 mass times velocity squared. And if the velocity is 30,000 meters per second and the mass of an asteroid that's 100 miles wide is just huge, then this thing is a planet killer that's going to kill the whole planet. You would explain that to them, and you would say it's heading here, it's going to hit here. And even if they believe those facts, they would still say, it's probably not going to be that bad. So this is what's happening in our world. whether we're talking about the coronavirus or the coming financial collapse that will happen probably within our lifetimes. We don't know what year, we don't know when, but fiat currencies collapse, it's going to be devastating. The debt pyramid will collapse. The spread of this disease, it's devastating. But the average person does not prepare because they can't fathom these things happening. So in this hour today here on InfoWars, I'm going to share with you why you don't have to be worried about the coronavirus killing you, because I will talk about some natural molecules found in nature that easily halt this virus. I've been doing some research on this, working in my lab. We know about some natural cures already, things that work, things that you can do today. That doesn't require buying anything, just changing what you eat. I'll talk about that here. But realize that other people won't be prepared. Other people are living on total junk food. They don't believe in nutrition. And they don't believe that this virus is spreading because, for some reason, they think that communists in China always tell the truth, which is insane. They think the WHO is telling the truth. So the real big picture here, folks, is that this virus probably won't kill you because you will be informed, because you're a listener to this show. You read websites that help keep you informed. We can teach you how to survive this. It's not that difficult. Even if you do nothing, your chances of survival are 83%, all right? Because it's about a 17% kill rate, maybe a 15% kill rate. So that means your chances of survival are 83 to 85% if you do nothing. If you take some nutrients and change what you eat and do some of the things I'll recommend here, your chances of surviving an infection go up, in my assessment, to at least 99%. At least 99%, maybe even better. So you are extremely unlikely to be killed by this virus, even if it spreads all across America, even if it infects 60% of the global population, as has been warned by Dr. Leung out of Hong Kong. But your chances of being clobbered by the downfall of society are much higher than 1%, you see, because when other people get sick and other people don't prepare, and then they panic and go to the grocery store to buy food that isn't there because they don't have any storable food. They freak out because they've never thought about self-reliance. They depend on the government, and they think the government's going to come save them. And they don't even have a means of self-defense. Those unprepared masses are the biggest threat to your safety and survival. So that's the theme of today's show here, at least the hour that I have been given and that I humbly serve the audience of InfoWars here today. The theme of it is you won't be killed by the virus. Do some simple things we'll talk about, but you're still living in a world where most people are unprepared. They're unprepared for the pandemic. They're unprepared for a grid down collapse, a solar flare, an EMP weapon. They're totally unprepared for a financial collapse and all the other things, the scenarios that we've talked about over the years. So your job is to think beyond the pandemic. Think beyond the coronavirus and think about secondary effects and how those could impact your life. This is the time to be a prepper. This is the time to have extra supplies before they're sold out. This is the time to take steps for self-reliance that do not depend on dialing 911 and having people show up to rescue you, because that is very unlikely to happen. I'm also going to talk today about how China is certain to turn this into a biological weapons attack against the United States. Because if you think about this, after this sweeps through China, they may lose 15% of their population. But after that's done, all Chinese in mainland China are now immune. Because you're either dead or you're immune, one or the other. After all, everybody dies, they've got 85% of their population, let's say, that's immune. Now China can launch this as a weapon against any nation. They could even launch invasions of nations because their troops will now be immune to the virus. So by paying the price of allowing this to spread across China, which is exactly what they're doing, they are creating a nation, the world's first nation of immune citizens. And trust me, China will weaponize this. They will deploy this against the United States. And there is nothing that the U.S. can do to stop this virus if it is weaponized and deliberately released across 100 U.S. cities simultaneously. Even the CDC would tell you, they would admit, there's nothing that they can do to stop that. The CDC's ability to stop this depends on compliance from people who don't want the virus to spread. If you have people that come in and deliberately want it to spread, there is no containment that's possible. There is nothing the CDC can do to stop that, and they would admit that. And believe me, at the highest levels of government right now, inside the Pentagon, inside the State Department, inside the National Security Council, they know somebody is going to harvest this biological weapon system, this coronavirus that was engineered, and they are going to release it in the United States as soon as possible. Are you ready for that scenario? Are you ready for a malicious assault against our country using this virus that, frankly, some people in China, they believe falsely, but they believe that the U.S. dropped this on China. They think it's a bioweapon from the U.S. So, of course, they want revenge in their minds. They're going to deploy this against the United States. We'll talk about that scenario and some very practical things that you can do to protect yourself against this infection when we return after this short break. This is Mike Adams. You're watching InfoWars, The Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be back with more good information.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
One of the interesting things that Francis Boyle mentioned in the interview that you saw earlier on this show today is that, in his view, this coronavirus pandemic will probably be worse than the Spanish flu of 1918. Now, if you go back and look at the numbers there, that flu infected about 500 million people, half a billion people, which was roughly about a third of the global population at the time. It had a kill rate, or what's called a mortality rate, of about 10%, killing an estimated 50 million people. That was 1918. Francis Boyle says this is probably going to be worse, and I think that he may be correct about that. This is certainly lining up to be much worse because, of course, now we have a global population of, let's just say roughly, let's just rough out the edges of it, to 7.5 billion people. So one-third of 7.5 billion people is 2.5 billion people could get infected with this. Actually, the real number may be much higher, according to, for example, Dr. Leung out of Hong Kong. Could be 60% of the world population, even up to 80% of the world population infected. But let's just go with one-third, all right, just to be conservative about this. So let's say 2.5 billion people get infected. Well, out of 2.5 billion people, if you have a mortality rate of 10%, well, then that's 250 million deaths all around the world. I mean, think about it. A quarter of a billion people, 250 million deaths. That's a lot of dead souls. And yet we're told that this has all been conquered. It's all now totally under control. China is fudging the numbers daily now to show a trend, a downward trend, even as the truth about their infections is that it hasn't even peaked in China, and the infections have only begun outside of China. It's really incredible. But people say, well, none of that will happen now because this isn't 1918. And we have better testing technology today. We have better medicine. We have better vaccines. We have better hospitals. Okay. So this morning, Dr. Meissonier from the CDC just alerted journalists all across the world that the CDC has been shipping out test kits to all 50 states, hundreds of thousands of test kits. She admitted this morning, and by the way, I have to say, she's been one of the more honest and transparent scientists. She admitted those test kits don't work. In many cases, they produce false positives and false negatives because the reagents are bad. The reagents are normally the little powdered chemicals that you add to the test kits. And some local doctors or clinicians are unable to follow the directions. Imagine that. We live in a nation now where people can't follow directions. So if the test kit says, you know, swab the patient's throat, put the swab in this vial, add, I'm just guessing because I'm a lab scientist, I've run these kinds of tests before. Let's say add 5 milliliters of water and 5 milliliters of methanol or whatever, alcohol, isopropyl alcohol, whatever the solvent might happen to be, shake it up for 30 seconds, transfer it with a pipette to another vial, add 1.2 grams of this reagent, vortex it for 30 seconds, incubate it at whatever temperature for how many minutes, and then compare it to this color chart, that's your answer, okay? Those steps, which are very common in these kinds of lab tests, those steps are unable to be followed by most people working in clinics today, believe it or not. Again, we live in a country where the average young person can't change a tire. And we also live in a country where people can't follow directions who work in hospitals and clinics. And so you get what's called false positives and false negatives. A false positive says that you have the virus when you don't. So you get dragged off into a quarantine center and stuffed in essentially a jail cell with a bunch of other people who really are infected, even though you're not. And guess what happens after 24 hours? Oh, now you're really infected. So then they say, well, the test must have been accurate. See, you're infected now. No, you morons, you threw me in a quarantine camp with a bunch of truly infected people. So that's a false positive. A false negative is even more dangerous for society as a whole. A false negative is that they say you don't have the virus when you do. So the CDC test kit used in a local clinic or a hospital sends you home. Says, don't worry. All that coughing and fever and diarrhea that you have, don't worry. It's not the coronavirus. Our test kit just proved it. You can go home, go to that party, go to that reunion, go to movie theaters, whatever, go back to work, you know, shake hands with people on a professional basis. You're fine. Turns out that person has the virus. And then, of course, they're spreading it everywhere. But if they're asked by any official, they will say, no, I tested negative because the test kits are bad. Now, why are the test kits bad? And by the way, this means, you know, all this advanced technology, all this advanced science and medicine and everything, it's pointless if the test kits don't work, right? It's pointless. Because it used to be you would send a sample to the CDC lab in Atlanta, and they would have like a three-day turnaround, and they would get backlogged, so it ended up being like 2 to 3 weeks turnaround in some cases, except for high-priority samples. And they would use like a DNA analysis, PCR, replication, gene sequencer type of instrument. And, you know, it takes about 3 days roughly, maybe 2 to 3 days to get results on that. But the results were accurate. So in 2 to 3 days, you could get almost 100% accurate results. But now they have test kits. In 4 to 5 hours, you can get a 50% false negative rate. This is called progress. So I guess, according to this, I should start a new company that sells kits that have a 99% failure rate but deliver results in 2 minutes, and that would be a $1 trillion IPO because no doubt China would buy those test kits. They would say, this is awesome. Our infection numbers are falling everywhere. This is awesome. Look at that. We've got this thing licked. And speaking of China, by the way, so China pushed their biotech companies to rush these test kits out. Now, normally, these test kits require 2 to 3 years to develop and test and validate using clinical trials. 2 to 3 years. China decided, well, we need these in 2 to 3 weeks. So they pushed their biotech companies to produce these test kits in 2 to 3 weeks, and they sent them out all over China, and guess what? 50 to 70% false negative rate because they weren't tested. They weren't validated. They are a joke. But it allows China to be able to say, well, guess what? The infections are falling. Look at that. The infections are falling. The test kits are showing us that there are hardly any infections anymore. And that's what you're seeing in the numbers released by China as they have shifted from the gene sequencing instruments to these failed test kits. So that's why the numbers are falling in China. Get it? It's on purpose. China probably ordered those biotech companies to produce tests that would result in false negatives because that's the goal they want. They want to be able to say this thing is solved. So now China is reopening factories, and soon they're going to just force people to go back to work at gunpoint and say, we got to keep the factories running, because if we don't, we're going to lose our economy. They know that this thing is still spreading, and it's going to spread at the factories, but they're going to have, you know, gunpoint soldiers in there, get to work. A gun at your head, work until you literally drop dead, because they have to keep the factories running. They know China has already realized they're going to lose 5 to 10 to 15% of their population. This is so far beyond containment. They're going to lose millions of lives, but they're going to keep the factories running at all costs, even if they have to drag dead bodies off the assembly lines to keep those factories running. They've made that decision. That's what they're going to do, which means this will never be contained. This is going global. More straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be back after this brief break.
Don't be a victim. If you're worried about the coronavirus, exercise, but not too hard, because that can lower your immune system. Drink extra purified clean water so that no toxins weigh you down, but you have plenty of hydration. Prayer and meditation has been proven to make you healthier. Get plenty of vitamin C. Get plenty of vitamin D3, which is fish oil. Take your colloidal silver, all of it. That's what allows you to be healthier. And get plenty of sleep. We have sold out of the 16-ounce immune gargle that has the nano silver that's patented and documented and even admitted in documents we've shown to go after this whole coronavirus. Family, a virus. We're almost sold out of the 1 ounce spray bottles. That'll be sold out in a couple days, and we're in about a week and a half or so of the super silver 3 ounce bottles. Great to have, period. Really good for your gums, really great for your teeth. We also have the super silver in our whitening toothpaste. Again, we're the only folks allowed to private label or make our own products with this top nanotech company based here in the U.S. that's in all these homeland security documents and everything, because we get the best stuff. There's a lot of patriots. There's not just bad guys coming after us, there's the flip side of all the good guys and good gals. It's very exciting.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
While the brainwashed masses are waiting around 18 months for the pharmaceutical industry to come up with a vaccine that probably won't work, but it will be laced with toxic ingredients, you could be doing things right now to enhance your health by changing your diet. And that's the subject of this segment. Thank you for joining me. Mike Adams here from Natural News on the Alex Jones Show with solutions for coronavirus. Now, I've been doing a lot of research the last few days on certain molecules. I study molecules all the time in the lab. I run multiple mass spec instruments. We do time-of-flight mass spec, triple quad mass spec. We do pesticide analysis, CBD analysis for quantitation of cannabinoids and things like that. So I'm very familiar with this area of research. And I was looking at what are the most likely natural molecules that can inhibit the enzymatic processes required for the coronavirus to replicate. One target for that is called 3CL or 3C-like protease, which is an enzyme that's necessary when the virus takes over your body's cells. It needs that enzyme function in order to continue to replicate and you know, swarm your body with more viruses. Now, the good news is that there's a ton of research on this because of SARS. So back in 2003, when SARS first had its outbreak, and remember, SARS is a coronavirus, and it shares about 80% of the genetic code, which means the protein structure, with the current Wuhan coronavirus, nCoV coronavirus, or whatever new name they have now. They keep changing the name every day to try to distance it from China, by the way. So they keep coming up with new names. But if you go back and look at the research on SARS, it's quite fascinating. After the SARS outbreak at that time, China itself funded a tremendous amount of research into natural herbs and foods, substances, various molecules, various bioflavonoids, for example, typically from fruits, Chinese medicine substances, also prescription drugs as well. They tested every chemical they could think of against SARS, and they found quite a few molecules that would have a very strong inhibitory effect against the 3CL protease process in the body. And right now I'm documenting those. I'm going to share a few with you here today, but I'm doing more research and more documentation so that I can present this publicly with good research behind it. Lots of papers that out there on this right now. So the good news is you don't have to be killed by this, and there is good, steady research right now about what can work. And so let me give an example. One of the interesting things here is I found a theoretical research paper that was doing protein modeling. This is a theoretical paper, not a clinical trial. But it found that one of the food chemicals that can function theoretically to help stop this virus is called herbacetin, H-E-R-B-A-C-E-T-I-N. Turns out it's a phytochemical found in flaxseed. So you can eat flaxseed right now, and you can get herbacetin in your body at some level. Now, I haven't tested flaxseed for what concentration of herbacetin is found in flaxseed. It might be that you have to eat pounds of flaxseed to get a therapeutic dose of this. I don't know the answer to that yet. But the truth is, it can't hurt to eat flaxseed. That's the thing. There's no risk, there's no downside to eating healthier, and you're going to get some nutrients that may actually work to block this virus. So that's one of them, herbacetin, in flaxseed. And by the way, flaxseed is rich with omega-3s, and it protects your heart. It helps prevent type 2 diabetes. I mean, it stabilizes blood sugar. Flaxseed is amazing. I put some in my smoothie every day, and I've been doing it for years. I'm drinking ground-up flaxseed every day. And not just flax oil, by the way. Flax lignans, flax fiber, is very good for you. So, you know, part of this is eat more flax, okay? Now, then some critic would say, well, you're telling people to eat flaxseed and not take the vaccine. You moron, there is no vaccine. But you can get flaxseed at the grocery store right now, so do what you can now. It doesn't mean that you can't consider other options later on. You can consider prescription drugs. You could consider a vaccine if you want to take that risk. You can consider all those things. But you can eat flax too. It's called complementary medicine. You can have food and nutrients that work for this. And by the way, speaking of food, there's another bioflavonoid that we found in the research that is found in orange peels. And I actually did an article on this. It's mentioned in a patent of an antiviral sanitizing spray that you can spray on the surface, and it kills coronavirus. So this is known to kill viruses on surfaces, and it's a patented formulation based on bioflavonoids, mostly from citrus peels. So when I found that, you know what I did? I went out and I ordered certified organic orange peel granules. And as soon as I get those, I'm going to be mixing those into my smoothies, because you know how you can have orange zest as a spice? You know, a lot of meals, you know, I don't know, high-end chefs or something, high-end restaurants, they'll have some orange zest on your food. Well, it turns out that orange peel, although not typically considered a food, you wouldn't want to make a meal out of it, but you could buy candied orange peels, for example. You can use orange zest as a spice, and it's full of nutrients. And some of these nutrients have an antiviral effect. Isn't that amazing? So, and that's just another example. Again, I have a lot more research on this. Here's something else. We found that there is a tree, I'm not going to name it yet, but there's a tree that grows in Korea, Taiwan, and Japan. The bark of this tree naturally synthesizes a molecule that kills coronavirus. And this wood has a very special smell. I've actually got samples of it right next door here. It has a very special smell. It's used in exotic wood carving and wood furniture. When I visited temples in Taiwan when I lived there, I remember the smell because that was the furniture. It was carved out of this very, very special exotic wood. And it's used in Korea and Japan and Taiwan and even China. This wood contains a chemical that kills coronavirus. So isn't it interesting that the people in the countries that are being hit by this virus, they are living among trees that are already growing the cure? For free, naturally. And yet they're waiting for a vaccine, and many of them will die waiting for a vaccine or waiting for a drug because they don't recognize the medicine that's already there all around them, indigenous to the area. Mother Nature's already put the cures there. We just have to be wise enough to recognize them. Now, some practical things about food. Many of the molecules that we're finding are found to be highly present or high concentrations in exotic Indian cuisine, Pakistani cuisine, Middle Eastern foods. So I've got a homework assignment for you. I want you, you patriotic Americans out there, people who love America, I want you to eat Middle Eastern food for a while. I want you to eat Indian cuisine. I want you to go to a Pakistani grocery store, which has an amazingly potent smell because those are the herbs in the jars. I want you to buy the mixes, buy the herbs, buy the curries. I want you to go load up on all these exotic food recipes and mixes from the Middle East. Again, maybe you can find Afghanistan food. I'm not sure. But this food contains natural antiviral molecules. You should be eating this food. Because if you live on pancakes and corn syrup and frosted flakes, that's not going to help you. That's just garbage processed food and carbohydrates. The medicine is in the potent, pungent spices. And in fact, it's amazing. I found a spice. I bought a sample, a spice that is so potent that contains a molecule that combats coronavirus. I'm not prepared to name this particular spice yet, but I'll give you a hint. It's used as a flavoring agent in exotic Russian gin. It's because the taste is amazing. It's like an explosion of all kinds of phytochemicals and phytonutrients in your mouth, and it contains antiviral nutrients in this spice. It's known as a spice, and it's used in certain exotic recipes throughout the Middle East. So literally, while you're waiting for Big Pharma to fumble around with failed tests and toxic vaccines, you can be eating your way to a defensive posture to defend yourself against this virus. Change what you eat. Go for the spices, the pungent mixes, the orange zest, you know, the herbs that work, the superfoods. This can literally help save your life. I'll be back after this break with more. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For
your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
A front row seat to savings.
All month long at Staples, you can save up to 40% on select chairs.
Executive or desk chairs for the office.
Right now, up to 40% off.
And gaming chairs for your home.
Also up to 40% off.
So whether you're outfitting your home, your office, or your home office,
take a seat and save big all month long at Staples.
Where there's a whole lot more in store.
Ends 2/29/20 while supplies last.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
We're going to talk about the bioweapons aspect of this, and to the producers there, pull up an article from the Epoch Times from J.R. Nyquist, and the article is, I believe, entitled, Did China's Bioweapons Experiment Backfire? Because, you see, China has had a long-term plan to eliminate America using biological warfare weapons, such as this. And, in fact, that's the reason why China was building these biowarfare research centers that they claimed were all about public health. In truth, they're all about building biological weapons to ultimately destroy the United States. And J.R. Nyquist, who has a book, by the way, that I really want to read, I think you can get it on Amazon and other places. He talks about the history. I think in the 1990s, a top military official from China was explaining that China and the United States cannot both exist in the future of this world because the U.S. is opposing China's expansion. China wants to conquer Taiwan, for example, and expand to the Spratly Islands and even conquer really other nations, by the way. But China wants to conquer the moon, too, which is the high ground above planet Earth. China is being held in check by the United States, which is the world's strongest military force by far. And this is why China has built aircraft carrier factories where they can roll aircraft carriers off their factory line at some insane rate, like one every year or something, which would eventually dwarf the number of aircraft carriers that the United States Navy operates. I don't know what that number is, but it's not a huge number. You know, all the aircraft carriers in the world is a very small number. It's not a common thing. So China has long-term plans to destroy the United States, and they thought they could do it with a biological weapon. That's why they were researching this. But then, of course, they accidentally released it, because there's no quality control in China, and it infected them. However, it's not too late for them to still deploy this. In fact, according to my analysis, here's what's going to happen next. China will first seek to export this pandemic to other nations outside of China in order to divert blame for the global pandemic that's coming. So what China's going to do is fudge the numbers, show smaller and smaller numbers itself, and then issue press releases and declarations to say, oh, we've conquered it. But look at these other countries. Look at Singapore and Malaysia and Japan. They're the problem. They're the ones spreading it now, even though it's all a big lie. Actually, Taiwan is doing a great job controlling this. Japan is as well. Indonesia, not so much, but Hong Kong's trying to protect themselves, but they've got, you know, the common border with China and a lot of, you know, communist China control there. But China is going to divert blame by spreading the virus deliberately to other countries so that those countries get blamed for the global wave. Once the global wave happens, China can then, and this is my analysis, this is what I think they will do, because I know the pure evil that these communists are. China will have 100 volunteers, let's say, who don't yet have the virus or are willing to be reinjected with it or to spread it. They'll have 100 volunteers to go into the United States with the virus in their bodies or with maybe little nebulizer, like nasal spray, you know, squeezable plastic bottles that are loaded with the virus, whatever. And they'll be sent to 100 cities across America with instructions to go touch everything that the public touches, touch the handrails, touch the door handles, the elevator buttons, sneeze all over people's cell phones and whatever, the subway transportation systems, touch the doors and the rails that you hold onto and the seats and the chairs and the movie theaters and touch all the food in the grocery stores and just spread the virus everywhere, all right? There is no way to stop them from doing that. There is no CDC program that can stop that if someone maliciously, deliberately wants to spread it in America. Trump needs to know this information because this wave is coming. And if it's not China, it's going to be North Korea or Iran or someone else. And then when America starts to suffer the economic problems that China is already suffering, China can blame America for China's own economic implosion that will threaten the very existence of its communist power structure. Because they will say, look, America's having problems. People aren't going out and shopping, and they're not buying Chinese-made products. That's why our economy is going down here in China. That's why we're not able to meet the goal of doubling our GDP in 10 years or whatever claim they were trying to make. So right now, the goal is to divert blame. And China doesn't care how many people they kill. In fact, they want to kill Americans. They've had a long-term plan to kill Americans and a long-term plan to invade Taiwan, conquer that independent nation. In fact, they've got the World Health Organization convinced that Taiwan is part of China. How insane is that? These countries that are banning flights to China, they're including Taiwan in those flights. Taiwan's not even part of China. Taiwan's an independent nation that's been trying to free itself from the oppression of communism for, you know, generations now. But that's China's plan, is to conquer all the nations around it and destroy America and eventually occupy American soil. Take over America after destroying America. This biological weapon, as long as China is willing to lose up to 15% of its own population, gives it the perfect weapon to now achieve this goal. That's why I say, this is coming to America. There is no stopping it. because there are forces that want to destroy America, and they know now that everything is at stake. Plus, on top of that, you have the globalist depopulation goals. They want to depopulate America, too. They want to plunge America into chaos. In fact, they want to do it before the election, because if they can cause enough economic chaos, they might be able to have Trump defeated, even by some left-wing loser like Joe Biden, who was just beaten like a dog in the street or something in the caucus, the primaries. I mean, Joe Biden can't get votes from Democrats, much less, you know, centrists or independents. But if they could crush the economy, if they could cause panic, if they could blame Trump for all this and Trump's lack of action to solve this, then they might have a leg up on this. So the coronavirus fits into the strategies of China, as well as the globalists, as well as the Democrats. You can bet the DNC right now would love to see a pandemic in America. No kidding. I mean, come on. The DNC, they murder people who have information on Democrats. Andrew Breitbart, for example. Andrew Breitbart was taken out because he had dirt on Obama that would have ended Obama's presidency. It killed Breitbart. Breitbart was a good man. He was trying to sound the alarm. He made the tactical mistake of announcing that he had this video 48 hours before he was going to release it. You never do that, folks, because that's when they kill you. That's why I don't do that, and frankly, I don't have any such videos. If I did, I would have already released them for that very reason. I don't have anything that could get me killed. I just put it all out there, let the world decide. You know, like Project Veritas, right? But the thing is, this weapon is coming to America. And yet, most Americans are in a total state of denial. They don't realize what's going to happen. Even now, I find it fascinating. The Wall Street Journal is catching up to InfoWars on reporting that China is lying about its own numbers. Isn't that interesting? So what InfoWars reported and what Natural News reported 2 weeks ago is now being confirmed by the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and maybe even the Washington Post soon, as they realize China is lying. But they're not covering what you're hearing here. Why is China lying? Because China needs to export the disease, divert blame, and infect the rest of the world, so that China doesn't take the historical blame for this, even while China will be losing potentially, if it's uncontrolled in China, over 100 million Chinese people put in vans and carted off to crematoriums. I mean, we're talking about scenes like the Holocaust here, with numbers that dwarf the Holocaust. You know, according to official estimates, the Holocaust in, you know, late 1930s and 1940s was what, 6 million Jews were taken to ovens and concentration camps and so on, murdered by the Nazi regime. The communist China regime is willing to have 100 million of its own people killed in order to keep the factories running so that it can continue its strategy of global domination. And sadly, Trump is late to the game on this. He is being advised by liars in his administration who aren't telling him the truth about this. Trump doesn't know how serious this is. And that's part of the reason why I come on here at InfoWars and urge the people around the president to let him know what's happening. China is going to allow potentially 100 million people to die so that they don't lose their economic power to eventually conquer and crush the United States of America, and they will likely release this biological weapon in the United States. And I believe that is likely to happen this year for political reasons related to the election. So I hope I'm wrong about all this. I hope that the communists aren't that evil, but history shows they are. They mass murder people anytime they need power. That's what history shows. I mean, how do you think the communist government got into power in China? By mass murdering millions of people. Of course they'll do it again. But this is the only place you're going to hear this analysis, even though it's historically accurate. But thanks for watching. Mike Adams here for InfoWars.com. War Room coming up next. Stay with us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.